The honeymoon for Disney CEO Josh D'Amaro might already be over despite his earnings call going fantastically well. So, why would Hollywood suddenly be angry with him, with the new mousy king of the house of Disney? Well, it turns out more layoffs may be on the way. In fact, a lot of layoffs could be on the way. And we know, we think, the secret reason why. Folks, it's a great time to be alive. Welcome aboard yet again to the channel that never gets bored, bringing you the news and telling the truth with a capital T, explaining entertainment, keeping you ahead of the culture curve. As we dive in, click that like button, and we'll tell you why Disney is swerving on over for more pink slips at a time when maybe they should be hiring. Well, that was fun. The honeymoon for Josh D'Amaro just might be done already. Deadline raining on the parade of Disney, and what parade are we talking about? Well, folks, take a look at this. The Walt Disney Company on the first earnings call from Josh D'Amaro jumped up 7.54% as of the closing bell. It's 108.06 for Disney. We don't want to be negativo here, but, you know, it used to be near 200 when it was under Bob Chapek. So Josh D'Amaro needs a bunch more of these kinds of days, but hip hip hooray, he had a good day. There's no doubt about it. You look at that line, way to go, and very different than Bob Iger. So we're not here to be negative whatsoever, but I will say that in Hollywood, suddenly they're not so satisfied with Josh. Here's why. Deadline, Dade Hayes says Disney's recent layoffs may not be one-offs, as company touts, quote-unquote, a culture of efficiency. Asked whether Disney layoffs last month of about 1,000 workers could be followed by more cutbacks, executives said Wednesday the company is exploring all options as it builds a culture of efficiency. Newly minted CEO Josh D'Amaro and CFO Hugh Johnston fielded questions about cost savings, staffing, and artificial intelligence during the company's quarterly earnings call with Wall Street analysts. D'Amaro largely focused on uses of AI while trying his hardest not to say AI to improve the creative process and the guest experience at theme parks, leaving Johnston to provide the primary outlook on the workforce. One analyst noted the April cuts per a question read aloud by a call moderator and investor relations chief Ben Swinberg and wondered, how big is the opportunity as you take a fresh look at operations? Where is the most room for improvement? Johnston replied, these are always difficult exercises for the organization, but let me assure you, this management team is acutely focused on this. He said the company is looking to shift expenses toward content and technology, which are areas that we expect to drive growth. Last month's staff reductions reflect a deliberate shift towards a more agile, technologically enabled, and resilient workforce. Declining to offer any projections of the numbers of workers or business areas that could be affected in the future, Johnston described the efficiency drive as an ongoing exercise and a muscle we're building. Disney, he continued, is looking to build a culture of efficiency, and we want to fund growth opportunities from within the existing expense base. Across the company, we're aligning structures, capabilities, and talent to what the business needs next. We're simplifying where we can while investing where it matters most, and we're using technology to fundamentally change how work gets done. That, ladies and gentlemen, is AI. We have been and will continue to look for these types of opportunities to redeploy capital, both financial and human, to areas we see driving the highest returns for shareholders. It goes on to talk about the AI changes that are happening at Disney with generative AI and all kinds of things going on. Wiz, I want to go to you first. AI is quite controversial, but only in certain sectors. For example, in biohealth and medicines, they are all aboard in coding. Basically, AI is now doing 80-90% of all the coding in the world. In Hollywood, though, with the artists and with the actors, they loathe this stuff. Deadline, of course, one of the trades. Wiz, what do you make of the idea that already AI might be the demise of Josh D'Amaro's honeymoon? And had a great day, but Hollywood's not happy.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be his downfall at all, because eventually, see, it's still in the growing phase now. We're still very early on. It may feel like it's been here for a long time. It really hasn't in the grand scheme. I mean, it's what is it, every 6 or so weeks, there's some kind of new advancement, some kind of new update, whether it be, you know, OpenAI or Claude or something's updating frequently. And as it gets better and better over time, the companies are all going to start to look at this. And by the companies, I mean these conglomerates, the mega corporations, are all going to look at this and they're going to say, oh my gosh, we can make everything way more efficient. We can make everything way more cost effective. And we could probably limit the amount of people that we need to be paying for all these jobs. And Hollywood is going to be in the same boat. See, Disney, whether they're admitting it or not, is in the same position of being like those other conglomerates.
Wiz, did we see this with CGI? Like, when's the last time we had a paradigm shift like this, where there was such vitriolic hatred for the new technology that comes in that you couldn't admit you're using it, even though you are, and they all are?
It's because, well, that's the other thing. There's a lot of hypocrisy. The same people who are screaming and screeching, I would never use AI. Then they use AI, and it's like, well, I just did it the one time. You still did it.
Was it Photoshop, maybe? I'm trying to think, you know, maybe Photoshop people said, you're not a real photographer if you use that. Like, you use a real manual camera or you're not a photographer. Maybe it was CGI. I don't remember the hatred for this for CGI.
It hasn't been for anything else, not to this extent, but it's because they're able to position a moral high ground. They're able to play, dare I say, victim card. They're able to attach victim mentality to, oh, well, AI is impacting me personally. And it's the same rhetoric we see in pretty much everything, and especially comes out of Hollywood. But they are all going to fold when they realize that their jobs and remaining as part of the system of Hollywood is moving forward without them. Well, they will fold eventually. It's going to be a few more years, but eventually all the people complaining about AI are going to be the ones using it. It's just going to happen.
I'm going to estimate that if you're a programmer and you're using AI, which every single one of them is, there's no way you could exist as a programmer right now without it. It's completely transformed the industry. If you're using AI today, and you are, you're probably 100 times more efficient and skilled than before AI came on the scene. So what I don't get, Wiz, is I don't see a reason to cut jobs for AI. I never understand this when people say this is what's coming. And the reason for that is, if my employees, if I can train them to use these kinds of powerful tools, if they can be 100 times more efficient, why would I not want every one of my employees to be 100 times more efficient? I can't imagine the kind of company I could have if I have these people doing 100 times more than they were doing before.
I mean, I work in the marketing world, so I'm work with small businesses, medium-sized businesses up and down the East Coast. I have been for years. And when we see what AI has the capability to do, something that a concept, an idea, a project, a software, a program that might have taken months of just think tanking, of just trying to think out these ideas, you are now creating, you know, phase ones of in days, less. Yeah. Hours?
I listened to a guy that I mentioned him on the show before, Dr. David Sinclair out of Harvard. He was talking on a podcast about his lab at Harvard is running tests with AI that would have taken, I think he said, like, you know, 10 years and millions of dollars on the epigenome. And he said, we're doing it for $10,000 in 2 weeks with AI. So the level of progress we're seeing, and that it doesn't just have to be in the biomedical services. It doesn't just have to be in programming. This can be used everywhere, but I don't see the need to cut jobs if we're going to get this kind of a lift off of it. So something is amiss here. I don't get it. Derek, Mike, what do you guys think about this? And what do you think about the idea that Hollywood will turn on Josh D'Amaro, who seems to be making the right steps to save Disney? This is the issue that they hate him for it if he goes through with bringing in AI to Disney.
I'll let Diego first.
I think some people might turn on him, but I don't think everybody's going to turn on him, because if you're saving, look, Hollywood's in trouble, okay? And they're going to have to figure out how to save money, cut corners, get things done without having to spend as much as they've been spending. They have to change. You know, and I think, you know, going back to this word efficiency, which I love that word, by the way. All right. You know, I think Elon Musk started something, you know, when he fired all of those people at Twitter, and Twitter just kept on churning just fine. Nobody lost it. I mean, a lot of people lost their job, but nobody lost service. Things were just fine with Twitter after he cut like 90% of the workforce. And I think a lot of CEOs and a lot of folks saw that and they're like, maybe I should employ some of that. And then, of course, he went to the Department of Government Efficiency. There's that word again. I like efficient things. I like things that are working at the optimal time with the money that we have and we're not overspending. I think that's resonating with a lot of CEOs across the country. Everybody's looking for places that they can cut, and AI is providing them a lot of that. And so I don't think AI, as much as we might say, and I think a lot of people dangle AI out there like a boogeyman, you know, it's killing jobs, it's taking jobs. But honestly, AI is just making things a little bit more efficient. All right. You're able to get certain things done a lot faster and maybe a lot more accurate than you could have done back in the day. So I don't think Josh DeMauro is wrong. I think he's, you know, probably going to, you know, if he institutes this smoothly, you know, it's going to be a bumpy road. You're correct about that. But I think if he takes his time, he doesn't try to rush through this and just kind of smoothly implements, you know, the Department of Disney efficiency or whatever he's going to do. I think everybody's going to come on the other side of this and say, you know what? Josh DeMauro is a smart man. I'm about to make my company efficient over at, you know, Universal and then Paramount, Warner Brothers, and everybody else is going to start getting on the efficiency train. Because that's what Hollywood needs right now. They need to start saving money because they're getting their goose cooked.
I'm writing this down right now. Derek Anderson is recommending DOD at the Walt Disney Company, the DOD department. Hey, Mike, I've got an idea of why they're screeching. And you tell me if I put the puzzle together on this. I think they know that we're at the beginning of the technological singularity. I think they know we're at the beginning of a new industrial revolution that's completely different and bigger than almost anything we've done. I think they know that. I think they know it's inevitable. I think what they're terrified of is I think Disney is using this. Because as I just said to Wiz and to Derek, if you can 100X the efficiency of every employee, why would you fire the employees? If you can do that, right? There's no need to. The amount of money that you can make by making 100 times more stuff is so amazing. So then I asked myself, okay, why would they be using AI as the excuse to do layoffs? And I think, oh, because they need a reason to let go of the people that Bob Iger hired in the political era of Disney, who they're not skilled. They don't know what they're doing. Yep. They were hired because of things like their bedroom preferences. It's crazy stuff. And this is the excuse, I believe, to empty the house at the House of Mouse of people who don't believe in merit. They don't believe in talent. They believe in narcissism. What say you?
I mean, we just saw this happen with the strikes, you know, a few years ago. As soon as these guys went on strike, they started closing out contracts and closing out, you know, things and you know, shelving shows or canceling shows because they knew, cool, this is our opportunity to start, you know, getting rid of some of the stuff that we couldn't navigate on our own, because that's the reality. Most of the people that were efficient, that could do their jobs at a high level, that were skilled and had experience and knew how to run things, are gone. They didn't want to work in those environments anymore. They didn't want to be surrounded by people who get 5 coffee breaks. And DA pointed out best, we watched that lady do her day at Twitter. She took like 5 coffee breaks and then got lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And she's gone now. And these same people, you know, we've seen it with the writing quality in these shows on Disney Plus and stuff. These people don't know how to write television. They don't know how to write shows. And they're not even at the level that a basic AI could write a better show than they could, because they're not fans. They don't care about the source material, any of that stuff. So, yeah, I think, and that's just the writing. But I think across the board, you know, increasing your productivity by 100% and you're already at negative efficiency. Like, okay, cool. Now you can do what a basic employee can do. There's nobody there that's really like changing the game or working at a high level. It's all like very lazy people who just got jobs and go, you can't fire me because I'll just, you know, play the victim card and get you sued. And then I'll take my check and walk to another company that'll hire me on the spot because I checked the right boxes. And so now these people realize the jig is up and they're going to lose their jobs to an AI program that is going to, yes, have problems in the beginning, but like you said too, if you can hire a guy who is very good at his job and then you can expedite all the things that make him slower at his job, now you have a very, very, very efficient employee who can do a lot for you and produce a lot for you very quickly. I think, you know, being able to consolidate script writing and being able to consolidate a brainstorming and all of that stuff and being able to go, this is the most efficient way to do this. And I can hand it to a program that can handle all of it and keep track of all of it. And I don't have to ask for a person to do it and insert their own thoughts and feelings. And what about this? And what about all of that stuff is going to make things so much faster. And we'll likely see a resurgence of long form television shows coming out and being done quickly and being done well again. I think that that's what they're hoping to do, because they have to do something. You know, we already see that the writing's on the wall right now. They're desperate. And so a technology that's going to expedite all of that for them, it's a no-brainer. You know?
Elon Musk says we're going to 10x the economy in the next 10 years. I don't know if he's right. Exactly. I don't know if he's wrong. But if you believe him, if you believe that AI is going to allow us to do that sort of thing, why fire anybody? Who cares anymore? If the economy is going to 10x, like, you want to work or you not want to work? We don't care anymore. But if you want to be here, we're just a jolly bunch of mousers, and you can just hang out if you want to. We'll pay you. We don't care. We got more money than we can know what to do with.
There's and a lot I think, of people saying, go ahead, right. Mike.
But yeah, well, that's the point, bro. It's an efficient use of your resources. Like, why are we paying people that don't really bring value to the company? You know, if it's not an efficient use of money, all right, that's, again, you're, you know, you got to maximize shareholder value, right? That's the whole point of, you know, your company. Just, you know, make sure that the shareholders, so if we can let go a certain amount of people that aren't bringing any value to the company anyway, and it might be cold-blooded and cutthroat, but that's going to make us more efficient and a better company overall. You know, you just got to do it, you know, and I know a lot of folks are going to lose jobs and it's going to be sad. But, you know, guess what?
We know AI some of those people personally, Derek. We know people personally that we hate that they lost their job. They shouldn't have lost their job. Sometimes it is indiscriminate. So I do want to put that out there and say it won't be everybody who's woke, you know, or anti-meritocracy or down with the patriarchy.
It might be somebody that actually good at their job.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah. I think at the end of the day, too, that always happens when new technology comes out. There's always a massive push to push it as hard as you can, as quick as you can. And then you figure out the limitations, and then you have to hire people back to then make up for those limitations, because they do. A lot of AI require supervision. They do require, you know, checks and quality checks that a lot of people don't do, because they assume it can just do all of it without any oversight. We just saw YouTube is dealing with that problem because their AI went out of control. But the other side of it is, this is in like Darwinian terms, this is where you get a chance to see people that like aren't driven just by like survival instincts. It's not just about, cool, if all my bills are paid because AI does most of the work for me, what am I going to do with that extra time? And that's where you see people that do have bigger ideas and bigger concepts and bigger aspirations have the free time to be able to work on those things again. And you'll see another boom of technology or another boom in art or whatever it is that people are expressing themselves through, because they don't have to worry about the day-to-day tasks. And that's where the best of humanity shows itself efficient. And you also get to see the worst, because the worst will complain that they're not doing anything, they don't have anything to do, or, you know, you get to see the laziness of humanity put on display as well. But like these, what we just did with the Artemis program, can you imagine how quickly we can evolve that program with an AI that can go, I can consolidate all of this data down in a matter of weeks instead of years or decades,
right? And send the Optimus to the moon. Lauren, Wiz, you guys, I know you were trying to get in. Anything remaining to say in the conversation?
All of the upcoming first-time millionaires will have used AI to do it.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Yep. And we're headed for trillion-dollar companies.
Yep.
I don't care about that. I care more. I mean, sure, that's important, but I care more about the people that are, you know, just average Joes that have an idea, pursue it and use the tools around them, and then make a hit with it. You know, they make success for themselves with it. That's all I care about. And the window is open. It will not be open for long.
No. That's what an important point. This is going to be a short-term thing before the world is transformed. So if you want to get ahead, you got what, 10 years, Wiz, maybe max to get in on this?
Maybe less.
I think it's going to be less.
If social media was only a decade before the window slammed shut after TikTok, oh no. We got time is moving fast. Every day counts.
Every day.
Every day counts.
And put another one in the can, folks. A video of excellence has been birthed into existence, and you were there to witness it. Thank you for participating. We hope you had a good time. Folks, it's a great time, anytime we get to share time with you, and we mean it. The only thing additional we ask, on the way out the door, consider clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, click it and stick it to those pesky algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below. And oh, by the way, if you would be so kind, perhaps share this out on your favorite social media platforms. Folks, we've got all kinds of content coming your way. If you are interested in going even beyond all of that, well, there's a pro store and you can always find those items directly below the video you're watching. The Pro Store, it's a cool place to check out for items that, well, definitely Disney and the rest are not going to sell you, but we're happy to do so. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.